Right now, it is time to welcome in our good friend, Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. It's time for the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
And Jill's not in yet because she had complications on her end.
I came
into the station this morning with computer complications.
Oh,
and seeing as we do the show live on computer right now, you know, I can't really start fixing it until 9 o'clock.
Till 9.
Oh, well. I've tried a few things, but have failed. But we will not
you're
fail.
Flying solo.
We will not fail what we're doing right now.
No, we won't. We will proceed.
Well, so we've got the final day of the Goshen Fair today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lime Rock has their final racing today.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a busy weekend. We were up there. We had it's been a busy week for political big names to come to the corner. We had Johanna Hayes here at an update at the high school during the week, and on Saturday, Governor Lamont came to Lime Rock. So he had never been there before, he said, but he will be coming again. He enjoyed it. So we were busy following those personalities.
Well, maybe he'll speak to the Supreme Court and tell them to make a decision on this Lime Rock case.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Move it up, guys. Let's go. Most of the talk at Johanna Hayes was about impeachment. There was a large crowd, and people were, that was the major topic of interest. Interesting, in Canaan, we have some movable changes, restaurants opening and closing.
Yep.
Zia Maria has closed, the one on Railroad Street, and we have Picante's moving in, has moved into the old town line previously, State Line pizza place up on near the barracks.
And the Picante's now has two restaurants, one in between Lakeville and Salisbury, one in North Canyon.
Yeah, so, and I was inside, the interior is lovely, and there's been talk on Facebook. People say the food is very good.
Very, very good. Good. Anybody that came to the one in here in Salisbury knows that how good it is. So it's
good.
It's nice to see a small business guy come up here and be successful.
It's nice to see a building being used.
Yep.
And some different types of food being offered. So that's good.
All right. Tomorrow, the Falls Village Canyon Historical Society.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting talk. Peter Vermillier, who we all know from the high school, is going to be talking on Afro-American Confederate soldiers here in African-American soldiers in the northwest corner. So that's it. Obviously, 7, and it's the final one at the South Canyon Meeting House for the season.
Now, the Exchange Club has their meeting on September 3rd as well with Owen Quinn. They're getting together with the Salisbury Rotary Club on that.
Uh-huh, right. So everything, I think, gets moved to next week. Am I right for the...
Well, Salisbury has their Historic District Commission meeting on the 3rd. Let's see. I'm just going over the ones that I have in front of me.
The selectmen's meetings, though, get moved to next week.
Now, it says the Falls Village Board of Education is meeting on Tuesday.
Right.
That meeting is being held. Cornwall has their Inland Wetlands and Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow. Kent Board of Education meets on Wednesday.
Okay.
Region
1 moves to the 9th.
Yeah.
Right. As does, I think, Canaan and Salisbury Selectmen meetings.
I've got, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yes, they're all moving because they can't meet today.
So they can't be the first Monday.
You know, I was wondering why.
Hi, Jill.
Hello. Marshall locked me out.
I was.
So
I locked you out?
The door was locked, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That was really bizarre. Usually I do that. And by the way, the stepladder is gone.
I didn't lock you out. You know what happened?
No.
The guys upstairs were all here this morning, and I'll bet you somehow one of them locked that door.
Well, why did they take the stepladder?
I have no idea.
I don't mean the stepladder. I mean the step.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, anyway, hi, Ruth.
Hi, Jill. Welcome.
Yes, that's exactly what I was...
It's going to be that kind of a morning.
That was exactly what I was thinking. All right, you know, it's one thing to participate here. It's another thing to just not be able to get in.
Well, that goes along with your start of the day and my computer not working well.
Yeah, it's going to only go up from here.
One would hope, Ruth.
One would hope.
I don't know. One of my favorites is always, nothing is so bad it can't get worse.
Oh, dear.
Where I come from.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, okay. Did you enjoy your ride in the
your
parade?
Race car race?
I did. I was with Mike Brenner in the lead car,
ooh,
and it was such fun catching up with Mike. I hadn't talked to him for a long time, and I love the celebrity wave because people think we're
that's
celebrities.
Right. You've got to be like it's the wave like the queen.
Right.
You just move your hand and your arm
that's
is up
exactly,
and
smile out there and. Several people came up and said, "Did I see you in the lead car?" Yeah, that was me. Yeah. So it was great and fun time. And Marshall and I gathered and met up at Falls Village, and it was a buzz with cars. And,
Ruth came upon me when I was talking with one of our favorite fans.
Ah,
Falls Village. Who do you think it is, Joe?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. That's right.
Yeah. Was there. Yep.
Priscilla was starting to apologize to me. She said, "I know you think I don't like you." I said, Priscilla, I never thought that.
The only thing she doesn't like is your laugh.
Yeah, she
is that what she
that's right, yeah. She does.
Well,
yeah.
He does this mutley laugh.
And also, the way I say .com.
She doesn't like that, but I've got to give Priscilla credit. She's out there at meetings. She's great.
She's a fixture. And
Ruth, she's been a listener since day one of WKNY.
Oh, my gosh.
AM.
Wow.
Not WKNY, WKZE AM.
KZE, I was
the 250-watt station. She's been a dedicated listener since the first day of that. So.
And she is knowledgeable. She's up on things, and I've gotten calls from her about things she doesn't like.
Well, don't you remember when they were doing the roof over at the high school about 4 or 5 years ago, and the guy was up there touting about it was a lifetime warranty, and she raised her hand, and she said,
yes.
Who's lifetime?
That's right.
And he looked at her and goes, you know, I really don't know.
I do remember that. Yes.
And it turned
yes.
out to be true because they had
every town needs a Priscilla Belcher.
And it turned out to be true because they had to end up redoing the Porsche roof.
You're exactly right.
She's great. She's great.
She is great. She
well,
is great.
Ruth, I want you to take it easy today and this weekend.
Well, we'll have this week at column day. Monday is column day, but it's okay, and it's going to rain. And we just have to mention on Saturday the car show at the Christ Episcopal Church in Sharon.
That is exactly right. That goes on this Saturday, and it's,
yep.
and if it rains or anything, that's moved to Sunday.
Right. Yes, and I just they're doing the Granite across the street from you.
Yeah,
yes, we are watching.
This company is moving quickly. They're a very responsible company.
And it's going to be neat to protect that beautiful green. So that's good.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, good to talk to you guys. Have a good, hopefully, rest of the day, and we will catch you next week.
All right, good luck. Take care, Ruth.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find her stories online, rep-am.com, or in the newspaper as well.